Illegal MS-13 gang member, freed into U.S. by Biden-Harris DHS, gets 70 years in prison for murdering Kayla Hamilton. By John Binder on August 30, 2024. An illegal alien MS-13 gang member, who was released into the United States from the southern border by President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's administration, will spend 70 years in prison for raping and murdering 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton in Aberdeen, Maryland. In January 2023, 19-year-old illegal alien and MS-13 gang member Walter Javier Martinez was arrested by the Aberdeen Police Department for Hamilton's rape and murder on July 27, 2022, just months after he had been resettled in the U.S. by the Biden-Harris administration as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC. According to Martinez's plea to first-degree murder, Hamilton was tied up, raped, and strangled to death with a phone cord by the illegal alien gang member. Hamilton's brutal assault and murder were recorded on voicemail to her boyfriend's cell phone as she called him for help when Martinez barged into her room. While locked up in Harford County Detention Center awaiting trial, prosecutors discovered a letter Martinez wrote where he admitted to killing four people and committing two rapes in his native El Salvador. "I knew in the beginning that it wasn't his first crime," Angel mom Tammy Nobles, who has testified before Congress about her daughter's murder, told Fox Baltimore. "Nobody commits this first, their first crime this horrific and this evil. Like he, I had a feeling he did it before." Kayla's hopes and dreams and goals were shattered and taken from here on July 27, 2022 because of the evil action of Walter Martinez, Nobles said in her victim impact statement. Martinez, the House Judiciary Committee revealed, should have never been in the U.S. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, R.O., and Immigration Subcommittee Chairman Tom McClintock, R.C.A., launched an inquiry into Hamilton's murder and found that Martinez first arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border in March 2022 and claimed he was fleeing gang violence in El Salvador. In actuality, Martinez was affiliated with the MS-13 gang in El Salvador and had a prior arrest for the affiliation. Biden and Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, did not bother to contact El Salvador police to gather such information. After being placed in HHS custody as a UAC, Martinez was placed with an adult sponsor, whom he claimed was his aunt, in Maryland in May 2022. Only 2 months later, Martinez raped and murdered Hamilton. Nobles, represented by her attorney Brian Claypool, has filed a $100 million wrongful death lawsuit against Biden and Harris's DHS and HHS for freeing Martinez into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.